Good afternoon. We're still seeing a brisk northwesterly wind flow around a departing storm over into the Canadian Maritimes. However, high pressure is also building in, and that's going to keep it dry today with a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds and that breeze. Temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-50s on average for afternoon highs, with some upper 40s across the higher terrain. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight with temperatures back into the 30s. Around the backside of that high-pressure center, we'll enjoy even milder temperatures tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. We'll be in the upper 50s to right around 60 degrees. A weak cool front will head our way on Tuesday night with the chance of a shower into the early morning hours on Wednesday, then increasing sunshine through the rest of the day on Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 50s. The next system will dive in from the Great Lakes on Thursday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance for a few rain showers and highs in the lower 50s. This storm system will combine with some energy coming in from a jet stream along the southern tier of the U.S. to produce a more substantial storm on Friday along the eastern seaboard. Right now, it looks mostly cloudy and breezy, with rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain on Friday, with highs staying in the upper 40s. We'll dry it out on Saturday with a mix of sun and cloud, staying in the middle to upper 40s, before another disturbance slides our way on Sunday, with a chance of rain and snow showers and highs in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for the Colorado Rockies. A storm system moving through the region will produce 5 to 8 inches of snow above 9,000 feet. Winter weather advisories are out between 8,000 and 9,500 feet for 3 to 5 inches of snow. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Super Typhoon Nuri, located 531 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Japan. Nuri has maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour and gusts to 220 miles per hour. Nuri is expected to intensify further, and maximum sustained winds could top out at 190 miles per hour with gusts as high as 230 miles per hour. On its current forecast track, though, Nuri is expected to remain over open water and track east of Japan during the next 2 to 5 days. As the typhoon encounters cooler waters, a weakening trend is also expected after tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at Dalhart, Texas, to a low of 9 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 60, Boston sunny and windy near 50, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 75 set in 1990, and the record low 20 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m., 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but milder, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, still a bit breezy, but milder, with highs in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but a bit milder, with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the middle 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, milder though, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, still breezy, but a bit milder, with highs reaching the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, even milder, in the upper 50s to around 60. A shower late Tuesday night, and some clouds Wednesday morning, then increasing sunshine Wednesday afternoon in the middle to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with rain showers around on Thursday in the lower 50s. Rain or snow showers around Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s Saturday, and mostly cloudy with a rain or snow shower Sunday, and highs in the mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.